Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it. Me likey. Pee-pee no worky. See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
Bad Padres first baseman, Eric Hosmer. And by the way, if you have not been paying attention, he's bad again this year. Last year, bad. Signed a big deal with the Padres and sucked. This year so far, sucks. And he needed 9 stitches in his head when he passed out and fell in a sauna. Now, you were not here on Friday. It was either Friday or Thursday. Matty Ice were talking about, and I were talking about saunas. And he loves saunas. I think they're the dumbest thing on earth. I hate sweating and being hot. I think it's dumb. My parents have a sauna in their house.
Yeah.
They sit in the sauna, and they're always asking me to take a sauna. Go try a sauna. Go try a sauna. Like, I want to sit on the same cedar plank that has absorbed 10 years of your ass juice.
Well, I think there's a few things going on here. Like, the sauna to me is not bad from the heat standpoint. I do think there's something to that of just, you know, your body being exposed to both the hot and the cold. I think it probably helps to stay a little healthier, right? If you're exposed to cold temperatures, makes you a little tougher.
Bunch of nonsense.
Well, I'm just saying, you get a little illness in the house. It ultimately makes your body
better.
Here's
medical advice. It's like my wife. Now she swears by this new thing, right?
What's the new thing?
I don't get sick anymore because whenever I start to feel something, I drink bourbon and Coke, and it kills all the virus in my body.
Why haven't all the hospitals thought of this?
They did many, many years ago. They used to give you bourbon for everything, or some alcohol for anything.
Yeah, they support in wounds
because
they didn't have medicine developed yet.
Well, alcohol will kill anything that's in there. It will also
hurt. It's not killing
like
the cold virus inside you.
No, it can't kill the cold virus. Nothing really kills that. You just have to kind of deal with it.
So my wife and my parents, all full of crap.
Well, no, I was just saying on the sauna thing, I think your bigger problem is the sitting on the seat with everybody else's but being on the seat.
It's disgusting.
Right. And you're sweating, which is, it's not just like bad enough on a toilet, which I know in you do not even go to like other people's houses and use the toilet.
I put paper down on the seat in my parents' house.
Right.
Which I think is completely normal. Would you go up to your dad and press asses with him? No, you wouldn't. So why do you want to sit on the same seat?
Because I think the bigger problem with pressing asses with your dad would be the like conversation. It would be the
fact
that's
the biggest problem.
Hey, it would be. The whole thing would be like, Dad, I don't know why we're doing this, but it was an experiment Common Man put me
up
to.
But on the toilet seat, you got no problem doing that.
I'm not sitting there. It's not awkward. I'm not talking to him. And I don't think you transmit a ton of like germs between the skin.
There's no juices that just happen to sink into a plastic substance there.
No, I'm saying, are you transmitting germs through like your skin?
Not germs.
That's why you have skin.
You could tell me, hey, this is 100% germ-free. I'm not touching my butt to your butt. That's not happening. It's not the germ part of it.
Because that's awkward. But I'm just saying, if it was like Bone sat on this with his naked butt, then got up, and then like it was all clean.
All I'm saying is that in society, we are very inconsistent.
That's fair.
About what we won't and won't do. And I can't even say that right. Will and won't do.
Right. I get to your point. We would not, me and my dad would never think of sharing a toothbrush. Me and my wife would never share a toothbrush. None of that. Like, but just anybody I know I'm not sharing a toothbrush with, I've never thought about, oh, I go to your house. If I have to sit on the can for a second,
right?
I don't even think about putting paper
down. Swapping. If there was a CSI team and they swabbed your DNA, you would have more than one DNA on your ass.
On it, but not
on
in it.
It.
On it.
On it.
It's fine. It's the skin. That's
the skin. Seep right into the skin.
That's why you
DNA.
Have skin. Your skin is like the plastic baggie of
have,
your body.
That's why we have toilet paper. You put it on the seat and you're protected.
Yes, because that's right. The skin that has developed over millions of years, that is very permeable.
Look, I know
but
I'm
a piece
I'm
of paper that
of
Charmin
things.
Made.
I can't
that's not,
be
that's
the only
blocker.
Person listening who understands. I
no.
can't be the only person listening who doesn't have a problem
there are a
or
lot
does
of,
have a problem
there
with
are
this.
A lot of weirdos in the world. You're one of them. I agree with you.
All right. Anyway, Eric Hosmer passed out in the sauna, fell down, hit his head, gashed his eye open, needed 9 stitches. He'll have to come back and hit 214 after he gets his stitches out.
I don't know because I don't take saunas like you do.
I don't take saunas. Out of here.
It's in your family.
Man, I can't get that image out of my mind. My parents sitting naked in the sauna because you know they don't put towels on. It's their own sauna.
I wouldn't want to think about my family, how I came to be.
Think about your mom in the sauna.
I know it happened.
Think about her just glistening in the sauna.
Just because people do things doesn't mean you have to think about them. That's your problem. That doesn't mean saunas are bad anymore. Well, the bathrooms are bad.
This is my flaw. I think about things in life. I don't just brush over them like you.
No, I'm saying I don't want to think about my parents getting it on, but they had to because I have a sibling and myself here. I don't want to think about them going to the bathroom, but they obviously have to do that. I don't want to think about them in the sauna, but if they did that, let them live. I'm just saying, just because people do things doesn't mean you have to fixate on them.
No, I think we should. That makes us better humans.
Well, let me ask this, though.
We fixate on pain.
Well, maybe. What about Eric Hosmer? Because have you ever been in a sauna?
Yes.
Okay. So that is a little bit tricky getting in and out of there. I don't think it's rocket science, like walking into and walking out of a sauna without falling and busting your head open. Is there a chance that maybe he was performing some type of athletic endeavor in the sauna? Maybe, I don't know, do people do that?
Why would you want to do that?
I wouldn't think you'd want to, but then again, people have their own things. Maybe he brought a lady friend in there and they were having a good time. Maybe they're having a good time and then he slipped and fell. Just saying, it's kind of hard to fall in a sauna.
He got lightheaded.
Oh,
that
okay.
was the
I
thing.
Didn't get that. Okay.
Yes, that's why I think it's so stupid.
I thought you said he like
You're
slipped and fell.
You're putting your body in distress for no reason whatsoever.
You know, there are people who have like climbed Mount Everest and people who go do all that stuff.
And they're stupid.
Well, there's a lot of people that sadly die doing that.
Yeah, they're stupid.
But they come back and say that it actually, like, if you can withstand the cold temperatures, that actually helps your body out being able to do that. And one thing I read that is recommended is to take showers like once a week that are shockingly cold. Oh, like take the shockingly cold, jumping into a bath of ice. Well, pro athletes do it all the time. They jump into a bath of ice to help their muscles recover a little bit. It helps in that whole process. Like there's got to be something to extreme temperatures one way or the other helping with your body, right? I mean, they all do it. There's got to be something to that.
I don't believe you.
You know they jump
it's all
in a cold
junk yeah, science.
Cold tub. It's a thing. People do that all the time. Pro athletes. Even non-pro athletes do it.
Why hasn't this caught on in regular society?
What?
I got like hot tubs and jacuzzis and saunas, but nobody's jumping in a big thing
well,
of ice at home.
Because it's not comfortable. Like a hot tub at least has
the
a soothing.
The sauna's comfortable?
Well,
that's why is the sauna comfortable?
I don't know what the sauna is. The hot tub is comfortable. Sauna, you tolerate it like a cold tub because you're just trying to help get the toxins out. Sweat them out, Mike.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Boner, just for you.
Yeah.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson still in concussion protocol.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you'd think that would be PJ Walker time, but it's not. Taking first team reps at Browns practice today, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Flacco.
Boy, what a
Flacco, my cracko.
Long game play by the Ravens to have that one season where Joe Flacco was deemed to be good, so that these many years later, when it all falls apart for the Browns, they go, "Who can we turn to? Hey, remember that guy who somehow won a Super Bowl with the Ravens? Let's call him, Joe Flacco. Come on down."
I would like everybody out there to their significant other, man, woman, dog, I don't care. I want you to go up to their face later on today and with a straight face, look at them and say, "Hey, Flacco my cracko." And just see what happens.
See what, hey, you never know.
Maybe you have the wildest night of passion of your life.
You may find out that's
Flacco my cracko.
That's right. See what happens.
I could Flacco your cracko.
Offer to, would you like for either of us to Flacco the other's cracko?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's invent something.
Yeah, why not?
We've done a lot on this show. We brought back bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. We've interviewed the president. We've gotten fired on the air. We've done it all.
I just want to point out, none of those things did we invent. They're just things we did.
Okay, but what I'm saying
is, people have done all those things.
What's lacking is our own entry in Urban Dictionary.
Hmm.
I want to be able to go to Urban Dictionary and search Flacco my cracko.
Yeah. If we somehow get Flacco My Cracko to be a thing.
Oh, it's a thing, baby.
I can't wait. Let's make it happen.
Let's determine what it is, too. Well, where's the mystery
now,
of it? We can't do it on the air.
We need to let people determine that on their own. You know what? Let us know what happens with
Flacco,
you
my,
this evening. See
look,
what happens.
If Lego My Ego can become a thing.
Yeah.
Flacco My Cracko can be a thing, too.
It very much could be.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.